New beginnings are corrupted with old vices, as free men find themselves chained to their old choices. So as men sleep under the comfort of the night, the grave stretches its mouth wide to receive payment from those which has made an old covenant with. Life for life is how the ransom is to be paid. Blood for blood, only way to pry open the grave. Who is mighty, who is able, who is brave? Who will lay down their life so the wicked can be saved? The Lord looked and was appalled, for no one would help. The Lord called, but there was no one to intercede. So the Lord came and laid himself into the pit, his life for ours, so the exchange could be made. Praise King Jesus, for he did what no one else would do. Genesis chapter 9, verses 1-7. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them,
Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every bird of the heavens, upon everything that creeps on the ground, and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything. But you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. And for your lifeblood, I will require a reckoning. From every beast, I will require it. And from man, from his fellow man, I will require a reckoning for the life of man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For God made man in his own image. And you, be fruitful and multiply, increase greatly on the earth, and multiply in it.
Noah, the second Adam, was placed in a new garden with a mandate from heaven, have it all except the blood, be fruitful and multiply, let the footsteps of man be a stampede upon the earth. But unlike the beginning, where peace and unity walked hand in hand with man, now fear and dread will subdue the earth, and violence will stick with man closer than a brother. Now good men will walk with two swords. Genesis chapter 9, verses 8-17. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him,
Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall your flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth.
And God said,
This is a sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I'll remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth.
God said to Noah,
"This is a sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth."
The rainbow laid in the sky shows how patient God is with a corruptible people who raise flags of rebellion and without shame shake clenched hearts against all that is holy. Like matadors, they taunt God. From afar with proud looks, the world shouts come, rejecting peace, the bow, the blood they blaspheme. O Lucifer, morning star, Beelzebub, your power, your people will perish, but the bow cries peace, so God waits. Genesis chapter 9, verses 18 to 29. The sons of Noah who went forth from the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the people of the whole earth were dispersed. Noah began to be a man of the soil, and he planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine and became drunk and lay uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brothers outside. Then Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and walked backward and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned backward, and they did not see their father's nakedness. When Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his youngest son had done to him, he said, "Curse be Canaan! A servant of servants shall he be to his brothers." He also said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem. Let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth. Let him dwell in the tents of Shem. And let Canaan be his servant." After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. All the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Noah rested after he lived in two worlds. His life showed that mustard seed faith can change the world and belief in God can carry us through the storms. He taught us to honor our father and mother so that it may go well with us in the land. He also showed there was only one perfect savior. For though Noah led mankind into the new world, he stumbled on the way as he ran his race. But Jesus leads us with a perfect stride. For he walked in our shoes, was tempted but did not sin. He stared down death, set captives free. We live through him. Christ, God's banner of peace, has been raised to the skies. Let the burden heavy laden know there's hope and a new song awaiting those who trust in Jesus. Father, thank you for being my God, my friend, my reward. You're my strength to keep going. and my courage to live free. Your blessings have chased me down, and you have convinced me that in you I have everything. Many will come and then go, but you stay at my table, teaching me, counseling me, making my cup overflow with the blessings from above. Thank you for the gift of faith, Lord. Thank you for life. Amen.
Hey, my name is Michelle Petiri. I'm from New Jersey and I was raised Catholic, but I actually heard and understood the gospel for the first time maybe around the age of 12 at something called Awana Club. And what happened was one of the teachers had written John 3:16, the scripture, out on the board. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but has everlasting life. They really broke that scripture down, and it made sense to me that Jesus died so that I wouldn't be separated from God forever, and that I wouldn't perish as the scripture says, and that I would be with him in eternity. And I really just wanted that because I knew I was sinful and I knew I needed a savior. And so in the quietness of my heart, I just accepted that as truth and received that. And the Lord has delivered me from a lot of things since that age. You know, I didn't fall away, but I did get misguided in some New Age teachings in my 20s. But, you know, I know that the Lord is always chasing after us, and it's so cool to know that, you know, the gospel, even the simple sharing John 3:16 can change a life.